Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update from the morning after.
Scott, yeah, let me tell you something. Scott couldn't wait to get out to Seattle to get somebody to sit on his lap.
That was classic banana havoc right there.
That's the way you ended it.
There you go.
Chrissy Bones, your update. Thursday Night Football, of course. Cowboys 13, Saints 10.
How about them Cowboys?
Cowboys 7-5 in the East in the NFC. Wow, it's on. Now, big upset in Big D. Cowboys defense completely bottling up the Saints' high-powered offense and Drew Brees. New Orleans, a season-low 10 points and only 176 yards of total offense. And a half game back now with the loss are the Saints behind the Rams for home field. In the NFC, with the win, the Cowboys take a half game lead on the Redskins. And we'll see what happens Monday night in Philly. A big one, Monday Night Football at the Link in Philadelphia. NBA last night in Toronto, Raptors improved to a league-best 19-4, 131-128 in overtime against the champs. Perhaps today's greatest player, Kawhi Leonard, with 37 points, Gabe.
He continues
to prove there is no equal.
He continues to prove he's the best player in the NBA. Well done. Feel free to throw in the fact he signed a lucrative shoe contract with the hottest and most trendiest shoe company in the world, New Balance.
Yeah. Some guy named, what is it, Corey? Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah,
two-time back-to-back finals MVP.
KD with 51 in the loss. Dubs without Steph Curry and Draymond Green. Steph back in Detroit
now,
on
now
Saturday.
You're loving KD. Last week, you were anti-KD.
I was never anti-KD. I'm just saying, KD, get in line. You know what I'm saying? Certain way that Warrior basketball is played. Clapping your hands for the ball ain't that way. That's the Oklahoma City trash.
Good. I give you a good point.
Also in the NBA, Wizards center Dwight Howard made news earlier this week when it was revealed that he had dated a cisgendered man. Allegedly dated a cisgendered man will now need surgery to provide alleged relief to his gluteal injury that has sidelined him all season. He's aggravated his piriformis muscle on November 18th against Portland, expected to make a final decision on surgery, which could cause him, of course, to miss a huge chunk of the season.
He should.
You like that, huh?
A chunk.
I said that at 9 o'clock, but nobody caught it.
It's true. If you're Dwight Howard at this point, you just embrace it for the endorsement.
Yeah. You know, well, who is going to be the endorser?
Prep H.
Yeah, Preparation H. You're
Chunky
right.
Soup. Where would we be without an update mentioning LeBron James, the King, with 12 of his game-high 38 in the final 5 minutes last night. Lakers over the Pacers, 104-96. LeBron says he's still adjusting to learning how to delegate as far as handling the ball. Magic Johnson could handle a ball and denied reports that LeBron's been ignoring Luke Walton's play call, saying Thursday, Magic did, this is all about making sure they can say something on ESPN and everybody can just talk.
Hey, listen, Magic, relax. When LeBron James comes, you know that the media circus is coming with it.
When LeBron James comes, you know that he's going to run a coach out of town, too.
That's also true. You're right.
Big game in Portland tonight. Nuggets at the Trailblazers late in the West. College football championship weekend. Historic matchup in the Big 12. It's the Red River Shootout.
Yes, sir.
The first rematch between Oklahoma and Texas since the first year of the World Series, 1903. Texas and Tom Happy Ending Herman looking to beat Oklahoma for the second time this year.
See, that's a good update. So you're telling me this is the first time they played two times since 1903.
First rematch.
Wow, I would have never thought that.
Saw that Texas, if Texas beats Oklahoma, they'd be the first Texas team to do it since 1901.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but if it didn't happen since 1903, it takes it away a little bit.
Yeah.
Since 1901.
In the SEC, Alabama, Georgia, this game happening at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. I'm not sure if you knew that, Gabe. Alabama minus 13.5. ACC, Clemson at Pitt. Clemson minus 27.5. That's at the BOA in Charlotte.
See, Oklahoma. Now we're talking about.
Oklahoma hosting Texas in the Big 12. Oklahoma minus 8. That's at AT&T Stadium.
Jerry's World. How about them Cowboys?
Big 10, Ohio State and Northwestern. OSU minus 14.5 at Lucas Oil in Indy.
Indianapolis.
Michigan Idol, of course. AAC, it's UCF hosting Memphis. UCF minus 3 at the Spectrum in Orlando.
Yeah. At Orlando. See, that's a conference. The Mountain West also, their conference championship game. It's at Boise.
Okay.
But this is the type of stuff that bettors need to know. You know, somebody tunes in, you tell them, oh, Alabama's at Georgia. They're not. Well, I guess they are at Georgia. They're in Georgia.
Yeah, but still, it's everybody knows it's championship week, and the championship is in the.
You can't assume anybody knows anything in today's day.
Especially me. College football news. A Kentucky man was arrested Thursday afternoon after confessing to the tweets threatening to burn down Louisville's Trinity High School. 29-year-old Thor Willingen.
Thor.
Was charged with a second-degree terroristic threat crime, a Class D felony. Thor threatened to burn down the school if Purdue head coach Jeff Brohm didn't accept the job at Louisville. Brohm attended Trinity and announced Wednesday he was not leaving Purdue.
You know, what's amazing is Brohm probably ends up there down the road anyways. Like, what, you know, the lunacy of these people. As I stated, who cares that much about Louisville football, bro?
And the SEC, not the football conference, the feds, have charged Floyd Mayweather with cryptocurrency fraud. Money was charged,
DJ Khaled, too.
He was charged for not reporting $300,000. He was paid from three different ICO users to promote the tech companies on social media. Mayweather tweeted about Centra Tech, quote, get yours before they sell out. I got mine. That cost him a couple hundred grand.
I'm seeing conflicting reports that he settled for $600,000 or he paid back $100,000.
I know DJ Khaled was involved with that, too.
Yeah, he was.
I've stayed away from the crypto stuff for the most part. I'm not smart enough to play that game.
Teddy Covers coming up.
Teddy! We got football tonight, Pac-12 championship game. Let's talk about it on the other side.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the morning after.
I finally snapped.
I love it, son.
I've always wanted to be a gift.
The morning after.
I'm gonna smash your face in.
It was pretty wild.
The morning after. Let's rock. It's Friday. It's championship weekend. The games are starting to count in the National Football League right now. Major League Baseball winter meetings are around the corner. It's a busy time of the year in the sports world. It's a great time of the year. Fantasy football playoffs around the corner. NFL draft talk is starting. Michelle Serpico broke the internet about 20 minutes ago with her weekly NFL weather report. Good stuff, Michelle.
Thank you.
We got Michelle Serpico in the house. Big game for Philadelphia Eagles on Monday Night Football. Corey Parson feeling it after another Cowboy win, except my man Corey's got light pockets. You know, politics, people don't understand. When you dedicate your life to public service, like Corey has, you know, you're going to leave money and opportunities on the table. We heard Donald Trump saying, I've lost a lot of money being president helping his country.
Exactly.
And Corey Parson, very, very similar. He sacrificed a lot of monetary gain to help the fine citizens and the constituents in Harlem.
Yes.
Right.
But for the love of God, I don't understand why you don't bet on the Cowboys. You're a Cowboy fan, you got to admit, too, every damn week I'm sitting here going, I don't know, Cowboys look pretty good. Oh, I don't know if they got a chance. And then they win.
I just can't.
Then you come in the next day. How about them Cowboys?
Because it's
you could have made money 4 weeks in a row.
It's too emotional. Like, you can't take my heart.
It makes it better that way.
You can't take my heart and take my money. You feel what I'm saying?
It makes it better. You're all in this way.
Nah, I can't. I can never bet against them. And betting for them is like, I hate to lose the game and lose money. You feel what I'm saying?
I feel what you're saying.
I just can't do that. It's too difficult. Like, I like to watch the Cowboys in peace, not having anything riding on it. Obviously, fantasy, big Ezekiel Elliott owner and stuff like that in a couple weeks.
I am 1,000% completely jaded.
Really?
Like, I will bet against Michigan. I'll bet against the Dodgers.
You bet against the Bills, you see?
I do. I have.
Yeah.
I took the Patriots on that Monday nighter.
You sure did. You sure did. I remember
that. We argued about that. I say that the Bills. I told you, the Bills were in that game.
Yeah.
What did Cam Stewart tell you yesterday?
Cam also agreed, you know what I'm saying, but the Bills were not in that
Cam
game.
Cam also agreed with me that the bandana on Baker Mayfield's stupid.
Yeah, but Cam's not a bandana guy. Jolly old St. Nick is not a bandana guy.
You just think that we're old and crusty.
That part, too.
Speaking of old and crusty, Ted Savransky will join us next from Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's real nice, Gabe.
I'm not even joking. He is. He knows it.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boom!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks to Dustin Gooker joining us, talking some gaming. State by state, starting to legalize sports gambling. Rhode Island was the latest, now up to 8 states. Let's send it to a state that's been at the forefront of this for a long time. And I heard Teddy doing a mic check, actually, just right now, and he was coming on, and he was checking the mic by going, Morenci sucks. Morenci sucks.
Yeah, I heard that. That was funny.
Yeah, I mean, heard that. And it's funny because I did the segue on the way out, and I was talking about Old and Crusty, and I said, speaking of Old and Crusty, Ted Savransky will be this next. And both Corey and Michelle were like, that's kind of mean during the break. And then as they're saying that, I hear Teddy doing the sound check. Morenci sucks. Morenci sucks.
I guess not.
I told him, I said, no, Teddy knows he's Old and Crusty. Teddy, what's up, Teddy? And I know I suck. What's up, Teddy?
Exactly. Old and Crusty is a good way to be, my friend. How are you today?
Hey, good, good. Always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for joining us. Let's jump right in. We've had a lot of hijinks on this show, so... MAC championship game tonight. Northern Illinois had wrapped this thing up a couple of weeks ago, Teddy. Lost to Miami of Ohio, lost to Western Michigan, and then one of their leading tacklers, one of their leaders on defense gets flagged for targeting, which means in a college world, you sit out the first half. I didn't like the way the Huskies closed up shop over the last couple of weeks, but I also didn't like watching Buffalo get blasted by Ohio a couple of weeks ago. It's a tricky contest. What's the view from the West Coast on the MAC championship?
So Buffalo getting blasted by Ohio a couple of weeks ago is probably the best thing that could have happened if you like Buffalo in this ballgame, because you're laying a cheap price with the team that certainly, when you compare these two teams in the regular season, there's not that much comparison. They both have good defenses, and Northern Illinois has a really good defense, but only one of these two teams is capable of moving the football up and down the field. And that, of course, the Buffalo Bulls with Tyree Jackson, a guy who has some NFL upside from reports that I've been reading. And when you have one team that, A, comes in with a 2-game skid, you know, didn't play well down the stretch. Two, a team that really isn't capable of coming back if they fall behind, like Northern Illinois. That's a problem. And the fact that Buffalo got annihilated, and that's really been their only turnover game all year. The bad game against Ohio U. But the fact they got annihilated on national TV the last time anyone saw them means there's a little bit less you have to lay with the superior team tonight. It's Buffalo or pass for me.
Let's talk about the Pac-12 championship game this evening. And it's kind of frustrating. And they're on competing networks, right? So the Pac-12 championship game's on Fox. And the MAC game's going to be on ESPN. They start an hour different, but it's just a shame that they're going to be on at the same time. Kind of sucks for the MAC, but it is what it is. So you got Utah and the Washington Huskies. And Teddy, the Washington Huskies, and I'll admit, I was part of the crew that was pushing the Huskies at the start of the year, that they're a potential playoff team. Of course, they, and you know, it's ironic because I was on Auburn in that game. So, anyways, I'll cut the long-winded talk of this. Basically, Washington, somewhat of a disappointment for them, but they beat Wazoo last week. You have an opportunity to win a Pac-12 championship. You have an opportunity to go and play in a Rose Bowl and potentially win a Rose Bowl. So I think Washington still have an opportunity to feel good about their season on the way out. And that's my selling point on this game. And you got Utah coming in here getting 5.5. Generally, I'd want to be on the Utes. And old me would probably take the Utes, but I just don't trust them. They don't score enough. I don't trust them here, Teddy. I think Washington's the play. What's your take? And the total's so low, man, 43.5.
Sure. And I mean, that's what you're going to see when Washington battles Utah. We saw that earlier in the season, and that was when Utah had their starting quarterback and their starting running back, and Huntley and Moss both were healthy. And that was a tight game. Don't be fooled by the final score. What was it, 21-7? Washington won in Salt Lake City. That was a much closer game than the final score would indicate. But of course, that was a tight defensive struggle. And now, since that time, I don't know if Jake Browning's gotten worse. He certainly hasn't gotten better. So, you know, the Huskies passing game remains their biggest Achilles heel. It's the reason why they've had something of a disappointing season, because everything else has worked just fine. But yeah, it's not a potent downfield passing game. And Utah, now with Shelley at quarterback, the backup running back, and Moss was the heart and soul of this team. I really wonder how the Utes are going to be able to move the football against that Huskies defense. So you're making a case for the under. I wouldn't argue and talk you out of that one. It's one of these games that has the potential to be a low-scoring defensive struggle.
Hey, what's up, Teddy? What's going on with you, brother?
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing well, sir. Everybody's talking about some of the more marquee matchups on the card for tomorrow. But what about in the Mountain West with Fresno and Boise? I believe Boise won the matchup a couple of weeks ago. The game this weekend is in Boise. What do you think about these two? You're looking at Boise laying 2 points. What I'm seeing, is that two right now? Two laying two right now, and the total is sitting at 52.5.
From a side standpoint, this is a really hard game for me. Make no mistake about it. I was on Boise when they played a couple of weeks ago. I'll call it a wrong side winner, you know, but Fresno led by two touchdowns early, and Boise rallied back in the second half of that ballgame and did a number defensively on the Bulldogs. I wouldn't be surprised enough. We just talked about Washington, Utah being a low-scoring defensive game. This is a game with a couple of senior quarterbacks who I like in Ripien and McMarion, but you ask me what's the strength of Boise? Boise's strength on the defensive side of the football. You tell me why is Fresno in this game? Fresno's in this game because of what they do on the defensive side of the football. We've seen these two teams play three times since the end of the season last year. They played, you know, end of the season last year, Mountain West Championship game a week ago, and then again tomorrow. And the first three meetings have all been low-scoring defensive struggles. No surprise here if the fourth is similar in that regard. I like the under before I like either side. I think this game is, you know, comes down to who's got the ball last and or who gets a stop last. It's not a game where I see either team with a decided advantage.
All right, we can't hit every college game, but I wanted to ask you, and this is an interesting one. I see you have a write-up on this one over at coversexperts.com. You can find Teddy's picks there as well. So we got UCF and Memphis. And, of course, Mackenzie Milton had that very, very, you know, severe, dangerous-looking injury last week, and now here they are, their undefeated season and their back-to-back undefeated seasons are on the line here, and Daniel Mack will now be the starting quarterback. Your take on this, Teddy?
I don't think Mack can play. You know, we've seen him twice now. We saw him against East Carolina, and both the games that he was in, it's been UCF with the lead. So all he's got to do is hand the ball off and go throw a check down pass on third down. And he couldn't do that effectively. Couldn't get, 60 yards passing last week. He didn't get 100 against East Carolina in the first game. And again, both times the completion percentage wasn't there. And it's all check down throws. So what happens? And, of course, Daryl Henderson for Memphis, the first meeting was 31-30 between these two teams. Henderson had, 199 yards in that game, 7 yards a carry. Memphis should be able to get theirs. I worry about the UCF side here. I do not believe that this team is the same. Mackenzie Milton was the heart and soul and everything for that squad. He can run. He can throw. To say, they can replace him with this, you know, Mac. No, I'm not buying it. I think Memphis gets the win on UCF's home field.
Hey, Teddy, we didn't talk much NFL. Who do you like in the NFL this week?
that's a broad question.
I like it. She's right to the point.
Give me a top three.
She's right to the point, Teddy.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Top three in the NFL this week. Jeez, guys, you're killing me over here.
Give me a top one.
I don't even have my NFL pulled up yet. Okay. I know this.
Bills, Dolphins. Is that a scam? Everyone's on the Bills this week. Every Mark Lawrence, everyone we talked to, everyone's on the Bills this week. Is that a scam? The Bills, Dolphins. Is it a trap?
Boy, I hope it is. I hope it is. Look, I made five NFL season win bets. Three of them I got cash before Thanksgiving, which is nice. And I got the Dolphins over and the Bills under. It's a huge game. Both 6.5. It's a huge game for that particular wager. I'm worried about Miami this week covering the number. But, boy, the Dolphins did look so much better with Tannehill compared to Osweiler. So, certainly, I'm not in a rush to lay it with Miami this week. And Buffalo could win this game in straight-up fashion, but the Dolphins, you know, Bills played their A game last week. I think the Dolphins have an A game left in them.
Teddy. Old and crusty. Thank Cheers. You, Teddy.
Hey, Morenci, I appreciate you sucking, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Sucking strong for 17 years. Ted Savransky. Yeah, me and Teddy are tight. We can take pot
right,
shots.
Right, no, I can tell.
Other people would want to punch in the face. Morning After continues.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle. You know what it is. And plenty more.
Boo!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
Is there anybody here in the Fantasy Sports Radio Network that doesn't rap?
I don't rap.
You don't rap, huh?
I'm not much of a rapper.
Not much, man, neither am I.
No.
More of a screamer.
Yeah, same.
More of, yeah. Are you? Interesting.
Wow, Bob is really going to have an explosion.
All right, so yeah, speaking of Bob, we'll get to Bob in a second. Listen, I want to run through every Friday. It's Football Friday, so I like to run through every NFL game, just sort of quick thoughts. And then you know, more in depth, me and Cam Stewart from 4 to 7. Look, this is the morning show. You got the bells and the whistles and, you know, the jokes and the hijinks and stuff. Me and Cam, it's just two degenerate. It's just, so, hey, what about that game? We just sort of go through every game. What about that hockey game tonight?
Yeah.
Betting that game? And pretty much Cam will. Yes, he'll say, yes, I am betting that hockey game.
How'd you guess?
Cam bets like 12 bets a night, bro.
Yeah,
like,
Cam go hard, yeah.
Like every sport. He'll be like, yeah, in the NBA like this. NHL is his big one.
That's what he does his work damage at?
He's nuts, bro. He puts like $800 on NHL regular season games and stuff.
Wow.
The puck can bounce in a lot of different ways, Corey. Like, hockey is skill, but hockey is a lot of luck, dude.
Yeah, true, but
the puck is bouncing around. It's a reactionary sport. Like, at least football, your team's planning things.
Yeah.
Like, you can dominate. You're not going to dominate a football game and lose. It might happen, but it's rare. Hockey, that's the worst part of hockey. You can kick the crap out of the other team and lose.
And then still end up
because of
the
goalie.
Because, yeah.
You could have, like, 52 shots on goal, and their goalie's just save. They get one shot on goal. Oh, they score. You lose.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, there's our boy Cam and Gritty.
Uh-huh.
See, it's like me, our guys accept. All these, you have, everyone's too thin skinned.
Yeah.
I know that I suck. Teddy knows that he's old and crusty.
Yeah.
And Cam knows that he looks like Gritty.
Yeah. And I know that I'm a young Billy D. Williams.
See, and Corey's the one that actually has a problem of, like, respecting reality. He sees Billy D. Corey thinks he has blue eyes. Corey's like Clayton Bigsby. All right.
Gabe, ready?
Yeah, all right. So let's blast through the NFL games. Then we're going to get to the phone calls. I promise. Hang in there. We're going to go. Let's actually, you know what? We better get Brad in here first.
Let's get Brad
in. Because Brad's always hammered, and who knows what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Brad,
might be
no
his bedtime.
You know, Brad loves those Cowboys.
He might have to take a nap
soon. 11:30
he never gave up,
well,
Brad.
I think he's still up from the night before.
He never gave up on the Cowboys, Brad. He's been hanging tight,
That's true.
Been partying ever since Brad went on the bender. They haven't lost.
You're right, Brad. Keep it up. What up, Brad?
Brad. What up, Brad?
Yeah. What up, Corey? What's up, guys? How about those Cowboys?
Brad, how about them Cowboys?
Woo, man, I was nervous last night when we got that 10. But, you know, they need some points to score, so we give them a funky 10. But how about them Cowboys, Corey?
How about them Cowboys, Brad? Brad, that defense is rolling. It looks like an elite-level defense right now, Brad.
Oh, that defense, man, we are unstoppable down here, man.
Man, you know what?
Brad,
Cowboys win the Super Bowl, Brad. We're gonna pay for your rehab, all right?
Yeah, yeah. We'll get you in rehab.
Yeah, like, cause you got to keep up the bender going.
Keep the bender going. Hey, Brad, what do you think about Eli Manning?
I'm not a New York fan.
Well, I understand that. That's why. But as a Dallas Cowboy fan, Brad,
what are you talking about Eli for?
Because I want him to trash Eli. That's it. You know, as a Dallas Cowboy fan,
you want to say F Eli Manning?
I want you to say yeah, more or less screw
Eli's
Eli.
He's been trashed enough, bro. You're a bully.
Let it go.
You're a bully,
Brad. How many? What was you doing during the game last night? Where was you drinking at?
We usually go to Speaker Rock Casino.
Oh, nice.
He was drinking at a casino.
Nice,
That's a type of casino down here. That's the home of the Cowboys. You walk in with a Cowboy jersey, you cool. You walk in anything else, you better get out, you better run.
Yeah, you better
you guys don't play around,
you
huh?
Better be
you
careful.
Get down there. Yeah. El Paso.
I like that. Sound like a tough place, too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Cowboy country.
That's how you got the real Cowboy fans up in that joint.
So it's a cool casino down there? Like, they don't have sports betting, though. And, like, that'll be cool, man. They got to get sports betting.
We're, We're working on it. We're working on it.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Hey, Brad, I like you, Brad. Keep up the party. Don't drive, but keep on partying your ass off and enjoy it. Cowboys are kicking ass, bro.
Hell yeah.
All right, Brad, don't be a stranger. Yeah. I like Brad.
Hope Brad's all right, though.
When you asked him about Eli Manning, I didn't understand what he said.
I just wanted him to trash Eli Manning.
Understand what he said when he responded about Eli?
I didn't really
understand. He said,
No, it wasn't depressing.
And then you said, I hear you, man. But you don't know what he said either.
He kind of said, I don't like Eli Manning, or Eli Manning don't play for the Cowboys. I can understand drunk people real good.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you something that's hilarious, and I wish, I got to get this guy to call in on the show, bro. And I almost want permission to, like, use his picture.
Who's that?
Our bro down at the FanDuel Sportsbook, the big light-skinned dude.
Yeah.
Big dude.
Why, he's always drunk, too?
No, this guy, he's there all the time, all right? Like, all the time. Except he sits like right in the front row on the leather couches in front of all the screens. But he's got his stuff. So he's got his drink. He's wearing sort of like a white undershirt.
It's like he's in the house.
He's got his shorts like sort of hanging with his butt. And
you can see the plumber's crack.
Yeah,
you know
see
what
him
saying?
Like he looks like he just woke up. Wow. He's walking to the bathroom. Like he's sort of like, yeah, I'm in my living room. What's up, guys?
You really think he's in his own crib. Yeah. Michelle, the type of cat where at first, I was looking at the son one night, and I'm like, man, I'm old. This dude's a big mama's boy. His mother probably did everything for him, whatever.
Yeah.
Then I'm thinking to myself, now he's probably grown. I'm like, wow, can you imagine if that dude had a girlfriend? I know she'd be happy to get his ass out the house. Because he looked like he don't pick up his socks. You know what I'm saying? He'd leave everything just laying around.
He played football. Yeah. I talked to him. He played football, that guy.
Oh, really? He did.
He played at Union High or whatever. Yeah, he's from Union City, so... Corey always jokes. He's like, you know what a light-skinned brother? He acts like he lived there. I'm like, yeah, I know that guy, of course. Like, he actually does. Like, he gets up, he's got, like, the ass crack. And, like, he's, like, wearing boxer shorts sometimes.
No, Michelle.
Like, he's just cruising around. But he's a big dude, so no one's going to mess with him, right? So he's sort of walking through. He's a nice guy. He's not, like, you know.
Yeah, he's a big dude, but he's not like a.
He doesn't mean mug people.
He's a gentle giant.
He's got a deep voice, though. He sounds kind of mean. So lo and behold, Corey, I go in yesterday.
He's there.
And not only was he there, it was like he brought his A game.
Uh-oh.
Bro, he was decked out. Really? Dak Prescott jersey.
Oh.
Cowboy hat.
Oh, he was ready.
He had the matching blue track pant. No, he was dressed up.
Yeah, he was ready.
And I even heard him say, I ain't playing today, man. I ain't playing around today. People are asking, the Cowboys. He was like, of course the Cowboys going to win. And I remember when I heard him say that, I was like, oh, we got this for sure.
The Saints got that W.
I even told someone on the radio show, I said, those guys never win there. That room never wins. And they were all on the Cowboys last night.
That's crazy.
They were all on the Cowboys. I got to tell you guys, Michelle, and people don't realize this. Corey can attest to this. There are a lot of Cowboy fans in New York City.
All
man.
Over. Jerry Jones was
there
asked.
Are a There's lot a of Cowboy fans in New York City.
Area. There
Jerry
is.
Jones was asked what areas outside of Dallas has the most Cowboy fans. He said the New York area and the Washington, D.C. area.
Really, huh?
Uh-huh. It's been the most Dallas Cowboys.
And George Kurtz, he loves the Cowboys.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Dude, I was at the book yesterday. That's Giant territory. You're on the Giants property.
Right.
You're on the Giants property.
And there's a ton of Cowboys
Dude,
in there.
Decked out in Cowboy gear. Like it was, they own the joint.
Dallas Cowboys.
Like all those, I'm telling you, a lot of those brothers and stuff from Union, Jersey, they're all Cowboy guys.
Yeah, Cowboy fans.
It's, I don't know, like you guys. Well,
a lot of them grew up in the 90s, you know what I'm saying, watching football in the
90s. And, you know, the Giants are kind of establishment, white sort of.
Yeah.
Guys like Ventura, right? Like Italian crew and Bensonhurst,
the wise guys.
Right?
The wise guys are on the Giants.
Not the Italian crew.
The wise guys are on the Giants and
like
the Eagles.
The WT crew. You know what that means?
Yeah, I know what that means.
Is Ventura in the room here? is Ventura here?
About everything else. I ain't saying that. I'm sure Ventura's around.
Yeah, he's here.
All right, Ashford, how do you feel, Ventura, about like New Yorkers that are like Cowboy fans?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah, how do you feel like about New Yorkers? Like, there's all these New Yorkers. They love the Cowboys so much.
I mean, I feel like a lot of them aren't, you know, real New Yorkers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not true New Yorkers.
They're bandwagon jumpers too, right? Like Kelsey on Eagles said. He goes, they're front runners.
Yeah, they're front runners, and they're probably fickle, you know, football fans because you just jump on a bandwagon. You know what I mean? So that's what casual
Corey is a Cowboy fan for real, though.
I know Corey is, but I'm talking about other Cowboys fans. I've went to games, Giant games against the Cowboys, and there's just all these Cowboy fans in the stands. Most of them don't even care, though.
Yeah, you know, it's the same thing in Montreal, where the Montreal Canadiens went 24 Stanley Cup wins. It's like a religion. There are a lot of people who grow up in the city that love the Boston Bruins, who are their hated rival.
Really?
People who want to be different, right? Against their.
Yeah, they do.
They don't like, they don't maybe, you know, people don't internally like the city that they're in, or they don't like the team, right? And they're like,
or they,
or they don't
be
like
contrarian.
The fans and the other people.
Yeah,
I'm glad
they,
you're
they
unhappy.
They want to be contrarian. And growing up in this city in the 90s, this city was loaded with Chicago Bulls fans. Loaded
well,
with Chicago
I
can Bulls fans.
I could see that.
Because
yeah.
they wanted to be against the New York Knicks fan. You know what I'm saying? They wanted to
they
have
wanted
a rivalry.
To laugh. You yeah. guys suck. Yeah.
They love that. Michelle, what does WT mean?
White trash.
Oh, what? That's wow. what you're calling me?
Wait, you're a Cowboys fan?
No.
No, that's why I said not Venture. I said it's not like, because he said the Italian crew. I said, no, it's not the Italian crew. It's the WT crew.
Well, I was talking about Giant fans, though. I said a lot of Italian guys.
No,
I said like
said
the typical.
Cowboy fans, didn't you?
No, I was mentioning
Giant.
Oh,
he was talking about Giant fans.
No. I'm
yeah, see, that's why I thought you were talking about me. You hurt my feelings, Michelle. It's
oh,
right.
No. I, you're not WT at all. I was talking about Cowboy fans.
You meant the Cowboy fans.
Yeah.
So you're calling Corey White trash.
Well, he kind of doesn't fit into that category, but.
Oh, I might.
I got to be honest. I say this with a lot of love.
Yeah.
My team might kind of be in that WT area, Corey. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
You ain't getting more white trashy than Bill's Mafia.
I think you might take the cake, Gabe. That might take the cake right there.
They're not racist, though.
No, they're not. They're,
it really is the definition of, like, yeah, like, you go to their house type thing. And
yeah.
You know what I mean? You go to someone's house for dinner. Like, yeah. I don't know what you're getting,
paper, you going? It's going to be on a paper plate. Like, they don't have silverware. They got you go to dinner, it's going to be a paper plate.
They don't
plate.
Have cutlery in Buffalo?
No. They got plastic fork, plastic knife, how you eat your pork chops.
WT.
WT.
Bob. Bob in Vermont. What's up, Bob? We're going to a break in a couple of seconds, too. Did we lose Bob? Do we have Bob?
You win yesterday.
Hello, Bob.
What's up, Bob?
What?
What's up, Bob? Congratulations,
yeah, congratulations
on
your win yesterday.
Thank you.
Bob, we're going to see you in 7 days.
I'm
countdown's
happy that
on.
Son's a Washington Redskins fan.
Hey, Bob, stop acting like that, Bob. You don't want no smoke. I always look out for you, Bob. That's a.
Hey, you're picking on my Eli Manning. You don't look up at me now.
Eli Manning sucks, Bob, Manning. And you know it.
I didn't realize. I didn't want to do Bob like that. But hey, we got you in, Bob. Countdown's on. Bob in studio.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boo!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
Morning after, we're into the stretch of drive here, running out of real estate, as late great Ted Teven with Sam Gabriel Moretzi, Michelle Serpico, Corey Parson. Let's just blast through these NFL games quickly. All right, now, Arizona Cardinals and the Green Bay Packers. Packers hanging on for dear life right now, but we know the Packers season's all but done. Mike McCarthy actually might be done here right now as well. But we've seen the Packers go back home and cover and win these games against the subpar teams out of frustration. We yep. saw it with the Buffalo Bills earlier in the year. They beat them 22-0. What was it, the Dolphins a couple of weeks ago? They covered the game.
Yeah.
This feels like a Packer frustration, we're going to take our frustration out type of game. But full disclosure, I'm not laying 14 points with this game. I won't
go.
Be betting this game.
I'm not touching this game Pass. Either. The Packers are not good enough to lay 14 points to anybody.
Atlanta Falcons are 1.5-point favorites. Their season's all but done right now. This is their last gasp, last stand, but they're pretty much screwed.
Yeah, I'll take the Baltimore Ravens on the teaser on this one.
On a teaser, huh? Plus 8.5.
Yeah.
I can live with that. I think Baltimore probably beat them, to be honest. I think Atlanta's kind of – Atlanta stumbled, went on that streak, and now I think they realize, you know what I mean? I think they're defeated mentally now, where
yeah,
it's like it's not happening for
yeah,
us.
I can see Baltimore.
But this
is
like a last grasp, but yeah. I'm not betting this game either. This next game I like, but man, it's crazy. The Buffalo Bills are getting 5.5 points earlier in the week, guys. Down to 3.5 right now. It's down to 3.5. I'll tell you what, the Buffalo Bills own the Miami Dolphins, all right? They're 7-3 against the spread the last 10 times they played them. Ryan Tannehill, any of you fantasy guys would know, Ryan Tannehill has his worst career numbers against the Buffalo Bills than he does any other team by far. We talked about it earlier. The trashiest fans in the league, Michelle. And you know we're talking about white trash, actually. If we're going to be real honest about this.
Yeah.
I think maybe the biggest white trash fans in the league are Philadelphia Eagle fans.
I knew something.
You guys ate manure, punched horses.
Well,
climbed
that
poles.
Guy was from Pittsburgh, though. The one who ate the manure. He wasn't from Philadelphia.
Yeah, Pennsylvania as a whole. You're all twisted. Pennsylvania is like the mid, like Florida, the Midwest.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania is
Alabama. You hear what I'm saying?
Pennsylvania is Alabama with Philadelphia and Pittsburgh in it.
Yeah, it is. I think of Pennsylvania, I just sort of think, I don't know, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, but
yeah.
Some weird stuff happens.
Everything
in that
else
state.
Around, yeah.
Up in the hills, Alabama, you got that Penn State, you know, it's like a
exactly.
cult up there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You got the Amish stuff going on.
Gotta be careful in Alabama. I mean,
Amish.
Amish. Yeah.
Amish. Amish. Amish.
Yeah, Amish country. I've been to Amish country before.
Do they like you?
You should be on that show,
me.
Breaking.
They don't look at me.
They don't look at you.
Well, I was a little girl when I went, but we went on a family
they
vacation there. No, they don't look at you.
She could be like one of the fake ones, like on that show.
Breaking Amish.
Yeah, Breaking, like where they're not really.
I gotta wear those. I can't wear crop tops.
No, you're not. You can't put them things out. Mm-mm, not in that culture.
It's right. Never going to work.
Not going to work for you.
Yeah,
so this game, though, the Buffalo Bills are down to 3.5 now.
Now you don't like it as much?
I still think it's all right. Another thing, too, all the Bills fans are going to go to this game because it's cold in Buffalo. It's cheap. This is the one game they go as Bills Mafia travels in packs, right?
Yeah.
It'd be 15,000, 20,000 of these nut jobs showing up there.
Put this in that teaser with the Ravens.
Bills up to plus 10.5. Nice. Right, Carolina Panthers, nice. It's down to 3 right now. I'm not going to guarantee they win this game, but I'm telling you, they're going to win this game. Carolina gets back in the winner's circle. Tampa Bay blow. Tampa Bay are giving tickets away for this game. They can't. No one's even going. Carolina wins this game, bro.
I mean, the way that the rest of the NFC is playing right now, you got teams coming together. Carolina seems to be a team that's falling apart. Give me the Panthers.
Dude, they're 6-5. They win this game, they're 7-5. Everything's going to be fine.
Yep, they can right the ship right here. Right back in.
My only concern is Carolina get to 9 wins. I don't care what happens after that. I got $500 on them to win 8.5 games. Over. All right, so give me the Panthers. That's my first best bet I'll be taking. Bears and Giants. Bears are 4-point favorites at the Meadowlands, Corey.
Listen, you know, every week, and somebody pointed this out to me on Twitter, every week I say that the Bears can't be laying these kind of points.
And every week they cover.
And every week
much.
They cover. Once again, the Bears should not be laying 4 points. I will say this, though. The Chicago Bears.
Chase Daniel, though. Looks like Chase Daniel's going to play. I'm seeing right now Trubisky. They were hoping he was going to play, but I see Pro Football Weekly, Herb Arkush, who's actually a pretty good reporter.
He's great.
Says not, and he's actually based out of Chicago.
Yeah, uh-huh.
He says nothing official yet, but Trubisky most likely a spectator Sunday.
So with Trubisky as a spectator, it makes it a little bit more difficult. Give me the Bears on the money line.
Yeah, well, Chase Daniel, yeah. I mean, yeah, the Giants usually play worse at home, too.
What about the Giants to be competitive, but they'll lose the game.
I don't like that game. I'm not going to be betting it. I actually lean with the Giants, believe it or not.
All right.
I actually lean with the Giants. You know, and look, Khalil Mack, Gil Brandt, actually, your boy Gil Brandt, longtime Cowboy executive.
You seen Gil Brandt lately?
Great Twitter account.
He looks like they... No, let me not say that.
Say it.
Wait, looks like
it.
What?
Gil Brandt looked like...
Let me Google it. I'll
like,
say it.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I've already said enough
like
damage
he's been
today.
Here, but let's say he looked like he's been here before. Or he's been here too long.
I was scouting players in his 40s, bro.
Son, they look like... Never mind. Go ahead.
Looks like he's like
90. He looks nothing.
But Gil Brandt made a good point when he said, look at the Raiders basically put two teams in the playoffs. Khalil Mack going to the Bears totally changed your season.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper going to the Raiders totally changed your season.
Yeah, going to the
it
Cowboys.
Really has. You can't.
Right. You're right. They have. And they took themselves slam out of everything. That's a good point.
That
right
Bears-Giants game, tough game. 4 points. Bears probably cover. Doesn't make my cut a best bet.
I wouldn't bet the Bears at 4.
Browns and Texans. 5.5. Texans laying against Bandana Boy.
This is a tough one, right?
I don't
here.
Want to take the Browns plus the points. You know what the best bet in this game is, guys? Over 47.
I can see
it's
that.
It's going to be a higher scoring game.
I can see
go
that
over.
Going down also.
Over 47.
I would throw the Browns in that teaser with the rest of those teams.
Denver Broncos, 5-point favorites against the Bengals in Cincinnati. Broncos. Jeff Driscoll starts.
I can't do it with that. This is the game I'm staying away from.
I'm passing as well. Yep. I don't want any part of it. I'm not taking the Bengals. You can go screw yourself, Cincinnati. And I don't want any part of the Broncos laying 5 on the road. Indianapolis Colts, 4-point favorites. You know, I would say I wish it was 3 and blah, blah, blah. But
I liked it when it opened up at 2.5.
You know, the thing is,
four.
Cody Kessler is bad, bro. Like, he's like Nate Peterman bad, I think. Like, I think he's really, really, really bad. I don't see how they win with Cody Kessler.
I like the under in this one, too.
You like the under, 47.
Cody Kessler.
Tricky. Yeah, Colts lay 4. I don't really like laying 4 on the road. Rams are laying 10 at Detroit. That's a lot of points. They've been off, too. So, you're coming off a bye week. You don't know how they're going to respond.
The Rams don't drag teams. Every now and then, the Rams will drag somebody. I don't like... Let me tell you, the Rams are not very good ATS.
No, because they're overvalued. They're a public team, right? The West Coast money loves them.
Yep, you're 100% correct.
They're overvalued. They're overinflated.
The Rams...
Like, the Rams should be 7-point favorites here, but they're 10 because they're the LA Rams.
The Rams are 4-5-2 against the spread.
Yeah.
One of the worst teams in the NFL against the spread.
All right.
I'm not betting the Rams on this one because there's no value in it.
Kansas City Chiefs, 14.5-point favorites at the Raiders. It's a divisional game. The Chiefs just need the win. They don't need to smash them, but I'd be hesitant in taking the Raiders. I'm not in a hurry to take the Raiders.
Not in a hurry to take the Raiders, but I will lay the 14. I got to. I'll lay the 14. I think the Chiefs come out here and smack them.
All right, it looks like we got our photographer crew in the house.
All right, that's cool. I'm with it.
We've taken pictures every day this week. It's they're not working, evidently. They're not.
The lighting is better on the sixth floor, I would know.
Yeah, all right.
I take pictures there a lot.
We got a big photo shoot. Corey dressed up, as you can see, for the
You never know when these photo shoots are going to be.
So what are you doing with the Chiefs and the Raider game?
I'm laying the Raiders. I'm laying the 14 with the. No, I mean, I'm laying the 14
you're
take
with
the Chiefs.
It's at Oakland too. So
no, I said I'm laying the 15.5 with the Chiefs.
Oh, you're gonna lay it. All right.
It's 15.5. That's man.
I would pass if I had to. I'd take the Raiders the home dog. It's what you call the old.
I can't. Yeah, I can't. I can't lay 16 on the road. That's the Chiefs gonna blow them out though. But
it's called the nose plug pick. It basically it smells bad. It's just you know you just but you do it anyways. But, yeah, I kind of have a convincing thing. It's kind of a crappy card this week. The Titans and the Jets. The Jets get 9 at Tennessee. I don't want to lay 9 with the Titans.
No, I'm not laying 9 with the Titans.
But I'm not taking 9 with the Jets either.
No.
The Vikings and the Patriots, down to 4.5 right now. This one, I want to take the Vikings, but I know deep down inside I'm going to screw myself by taking Kirk Cousins against Tom Brady.
Yeah, go ahead and take the New England Patriots, Gabe. Don't leave it, no doubt.
I like the game to go over the number, 49.5 points.
I would agree with you on
that's
that.
That's the play
right
there, over 49.5. San Francisco and Seattle. Seattle generally don't blow teams out, but I think they're going to blow these guys out.
I can see that also.
I think San Francisco have hit a wall. They're terrible.
Yep, I can see that also.
Nick Mullins had one good game against the Raiders. Who cares? And, you know, don't think for a second that Seattle players aren't going to want to stick it to Richard Sherman right now.
Oh, they're going. Yep,
I guarantee
yep.
you, they're like, shut up, old man. You're not even on this team anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, so give me Seattle. Give me Seattle there. You got the Chargers and the Steelers. And I can't believe this one that I see that the I see the Steelers. They were 3.5-point favorites. It's down to 3 right now. Are you kidding me? It's a horrible spot for the Chargers. Steelers are gonna roll in this game. I also like the over. Give me the Steelers -3 and over 51.5. Hard not to like Pittsburgh there, Corey.
Chargers are 4-1 versus the spread as a visiting team this year. Chargers are secretly one of the better teams in the AFC. I think the Chargers lay. Give me the Chargers to cover the 3.5. I would even sprinkle something on the money line. There you go, Gabe. I would even sprinkle something on the money line. Chargers can win this game.
I don't think they will. Mm. Losing Melvin Gordon here. They're pretty much locked into the 5 spot. Hey, I respect your opinion. That's pretty ballsy. I just don't think you're getting enough. I don't know. It's like it's a weird number, but it was the same thing against Carolina. It was
I love
a weird
it at
number.
Three
what
and
happened?
Half. I love it at 3.5.
And then you got the Redskins and Michelle Serpico's Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
The Eagles are laying 6. So do we lay the 6 points, Michelle? Do you think the Eagles win convincingly?
Yes.
Who they sort playing? Of get the feeling they do. The Redskins.
Redskins.
She didn't know that.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
About it
all right, just making sure.
And I remembered it for my weather update.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, Redskins get 6 points in this game, total 45. I would go.
Put it in the teaser.
I think the Eagles are going to win this game. I think Washington are running out of real estate, but Philadelphia just aren't that good.
Philadelphia plays.
That's the thing. Like people keep
terrible.
People keep grading Philadelphia like their last year's team, and they're not. They're not the same team. So I don't love it. If I look at my best bets for the weekend, this weekend, the Buffalo Bills plus the 3.5, Carolina Panthers minus the 3, Cleveland Browns, Houston Texans over 47. Minnesota Vikings, New England Patriots, over 49.5. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, minus 3. That number is just a little bit too small. But we're going to be breaking it down tomorrow morning with you.
Don't forget this college weekend. Football. You'll be here tomorrow, exactly. Go ahead, Gabe.
Yeah, 10-1, college football today. Me, Marshall Falk, Joe Lisi, Rich Sermonello, talking all the championship games. Me, Corey, and Blewett, and Marshall Falk back Sunday morning.
Yep.
Breaking down all the NFL games. We'll have all of our best bets and everything. But that's what I like so far. And as far as tonight is concerned, I played the Buffalo Bulls on the money line. And I like the Washington Huskies to cover against the Utah Utes tonight in the Pac-12 championship.
Yeah, game. Those are. I agree with you with those two on the college front. As far as the NBA, the number's going up from 2, what it was when I woke up this morning. But even with the number going up, I don't never pass up a chance. Take Charlotte Hornets at home, laying 3.5. Give me that one right there. Also, the Houston Rockets and the San Antonio Spurs. Money line is even right now. Give me the Houston Rockets going to San Antonio and get a victory over Michelle Serpico's guy, Greg Popovich.
Lakers just played last night, and they're playing again tonight.
Yep, they play the Mavericks tonight. They're laying 3.5. The Mavericks should cover that number.
Portland Trailblazers.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boom!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
There's some breaking news that we could all, bro.
Like, prize about.
About Chris,
right?
Because I believe Chris got some skeletons in her closet.
Yes, well, I want to know if Chloe's really.
He was married to her.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, but so were like 13 other people.
Yeah,
the Kardashians have been with so many dudes. Like, it's not like
a long time ago. So it might be like, oh, you know, O.J. Simpson's my dad. Don't tell nobody.
But he was still there after she was pretty famous.
Yeah.
You notice though, everyone comes away from them kind of like not liking them. Like even Bruce seems like he did.
I don't think Chris get down like that.
Reading this quote. Look, Lamar doesn't just know Chloe's darkest secrets. He could write hundreds of pages on dirt he has on Chris, Kim, Courtney, and Rob, too.
New York Times bestseller.
No, but honestly.
It probably will be.
But seriously, what can he possibly say that would, like.
Shock us. We know everything in
the
world.
She has a sex tape. Like, yeah. You know.
See, no, it's Chris. See, that's the information that can be shocking.
Like, nobody cares about Chloe.
How much of an evil.
Chloe's not, like, significant enough for anyone to give a crap. Like, we could find out.
Girls around my age and in their early 20s do. Especially now that she just had a baby and she posts all the cute baby pictures.
Like, who's the most popular one? I don't even know.
Kim. Them. Well, now maybe Kylie.
I know
now
Kim's,
maybe
like,
Kylie,
the big one. But I'm.
Kylie's the
most popular. Kylie's the mega rich one.
Kylie.
My favorite t-shirt ever is the Kylie Jenner. She's wearing a Slayer t-shirt.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The metal band. And there's a split screen, and there's a picture of the guitarist of Slayer at a concert saying, kill the Kardashians. His favorite band is Rage Against the Machine.
And they're like, stop listening to us.
You are the machine. At the original. Seems like he did.
I don't think do Chris think, get Michelle? Down like that.
Look, Lamar doesn't just know Chloe's darkest secrets. He could write hundreds of pages on dirt he has on Chris, Kim, Courtney, and Rob, too.
New York Times bestseller.
No, but honestly.
It probably will be.
But seriously. What can he possibly say that would, like.
Shock us. We know everything in
the
world.
She has a sex tape. Like, yeah. You know.
See, no, it's Chris. See, that's the information that can be shocking.
Like, nobody cares about Chloe.
How much of an evil.
Chloe's not, like, significant enough for anyone to give a crap. Like, we could find out.
Girls around my age and in their early 20s do. Especially now that she just had a baby and she posts all the cute baby pictures.
Like, who's the most popular one? I don't even know.
Kim. Them. Well, now maybe Kylie.
I know Kim's, like, the big one. But I'm.
Kylie's the
mega rich one. one?
Kylie. My favorite T-shirt ever is the Kylie Jenner. She's wearing a Slayer T-shirt.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The metal band. And there's a split screen, and there's a picture of the guitarist of Slayer at a concert saying, kill the Kardashians. His favorite band is Rage Against the Machine.
And they're like, stop listening to us.
You are the machine at the Rage Against the Machine.
Kylie's the,
Kylie's the mega rich
Kylie.
One.
Kylie. My favorite T-shirt ever is the Kylie Jenner. She's wearing a Slayer T-shirt.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The metal band. And there's a split screen, and there's a picture of the guitarist of Slayer at a concert saying, kill the Kardashians. His favorite band is Rage Against the Machine.
And they're like, stop listening to us.
You are the machine at the Rage Against the Machine. His favorite band is Rage Against the Machine.
And they're like, stop listening to us.
You are the machine at the Rage Against the Machine.